Thanks for stopping by to listen to Northern Ag Network On Demand. We've enjoyed being able to provide these programs on more platforms and appreciate you taking the time to listen. This report is brought to you by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, who would like to remind hunters that respecting private landowners and the access they provide is more important than ever. Positive relationships between hunters and landowners impacts all recreationists. It's up to us. Respect access, protect the hunt. Now time for the report.
Hi everyone, Brett McCray here with your morning market report on the Northern Ag Network. Another blast of winter weather came to the region this weekend, bringing sizable accumulations of snow to parts of Montana. The National Weather Service reported over the weekend that the area west of Red Lodge got as much as 50 inches of snow. Other notable accumulations on Sunday include 30 inches north of Bozeman, 29 south of West Yellowstone, and 24 in the Tobacco Root Mountains. Everyone knows that the cold and especially rapid changes in weather are hard on the livestock, but ranchers in this area are particularly knowledgeable about caring for those animals in these conditions. Additionally, warmer weather is expected this weekend. Mary Kurzweil with Cattle Facts writes that video auction data shows more beef on dairy cross calves being marketed, and that trend is expected to continue increasing. She reports that the cross calves have proven to be more valuable in the production chain compared to a full-bred dairy calf, and the cross calves trade at narrower price discounts relative to native beef calves. Kurzweil predicts that strong beef demand will continue to drive value for these animals. Montana State Fund knows prioritizing egg safety is essential to Montana producers. For a farm safety assessment and other egg safety resources, visit safemt.com.
I'm Angela Cadell, Group Vice President of Agricultural Products for BNSF Railway. At BNSF, we recognize producers for their hard work and commitment to provide our nation's and the world's food supply. Farming is in our DNA, and we honor you with our long-term commitment of delivering your high-quality products to market safely and consistently, no matter the season. You can count on us. This is BNSF.
The Stipe Charlet Annual Production Sale, March 31st at Montana Livestock Auction. Over 40 years of selective breeding have gone into the Stipe program, resulting in moderate birth weight, high-growth cattle who yield a quality carcass and choice grade on the rail. Offering 100 superior Charlet bulls and 10 Angus bulls at this year's sale, these bulls will bring you performance with no sacrifice. Bid online with Cattle USA and DV Auction. March 31st at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey. More at StipeCharlet.com. The Department of Agriculture announced Monday that in April, it will begin providing $123 million of financial assistance for qualifying Farm Loan Program borrowers who are facing financial risk. This is part of a $3.1 billion allotment to help farm loan borrowers set aside in the Inflation Reduction Act. In October, USDA provided approximately $800 million under this program to distressed borrowers, 60 days delinquent on farm loans due to challenges like natural disasters, the pandemic, or other unexpected situations. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says that the rules surrounding farm loan programs may be a detriment to helping a borrower get back to financial viability, and that loan programs for the newest and more vulnerable producers must provide opportunity and flexibility. Coming up this weekend, students at the University of Montana Western have the opportunity to compete in Dillon at Montana Western's Colt Challenge, an experiential learning opportunity to start a colt and ready it for the competition. And on Saturday is the annual colt sale, raising money for the natural horsemanship program at the college.
Productive root systems rely on enzymes to move valuable nutrition from the soil to the plant. Zypro from Helena delivers protected enzymes to the soil to enhance root effectiveness and strengthen early plant growth. Using VeriShield formulation technology, Zypro's enzymes are stabilized to fit seamlessly into fertilizer systems and produce a consistent biological response for up to 60 days. Open the door to nutrition and contact your Helena representative to learn more about Zypro. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use.
News of more moisture here in beef country was one supportive factor that sent cattle markets flying on Monday. Traders are feeling better about economic conditions and the banking system and paid more attention to the market's extremely strong fundamentals. April feeder cattle up $2.82 at $197.62. The May contract up $3.82 at $201.37. April live cattle up $1.90 at $164.90. June up $2.27 at $158.87. Lean hogs not missing out on this bullish trend yesterday, up $1.45 in April at $78.62. May up $1.05 at $86.72. And out in the country, a big run of heavy six-weight steers sold for $2.29 at St. Ange Livestock Friday. Heavy four-weight heifers from $2.21 to $2.37.5. Light six-weight heifers from $2.19 to $2.21. At Larson Ranch Angus at Rosebud, 130 yearling bulls averaged $6,350 a head, almost 36% higher than the average from last year. Grain and soybean markets moved higher Monday. Similar to the livestock commodities, traders are feeling better about the banking situation and willing to aggressively buy into markets. For the hard red winter wheat crop, weather remains bullish, as the major growing region of the southern plains is still extremely dry. Kansas City winter wheat up 12 and a quarter in May at 860. July up 13 and a quarter at 847. Minneapolis spring wheat up 16 cents in May at 873. July up 13 and a half at $8.73 as well. Chicago soft red winter up 9.5 in May and July at 698 and 709. Corn up 5.25 in May at 648, July up 6.75 at 629. At the end of business Monday, cash grain bins in Montana were up 16 cents for 14 Pro spring wheat from 815 to 846. 12 Pro winter wheat 12 cents higher from 803 to 863. Soft white wheat in Portland steady to a nickel better from 755 to 765. On the Northern Ag Network, I'm Brett McCray.